Chaplain in the Missouri Senate please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, Pastor Gock, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
From the 105th Psalm we hear, sing to him, sing praises to him, tell him all of his wonderful works. O God, let us never take our eyes off you, nor our hearts far from you. Let our hearts sing a song to you that recognizes that you have helped us to be here, so that we may serve faithfully, especially those who have the greatest need of our help, and benefit from the gifts that we have been given. And by doing so, may our lives sing a song of praise to you. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
A quorum is present. The Senate is in session. Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, seventh day.
Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with. The same be approved, open, fully read.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion, it shall prevail. Say aye. Those of the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Senator.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to order business of message in the House of Representatives and ask the Secretary please read the message.
Read the messages from the House.
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that Representative Riddle will be replacing Representative Crawford on the Escort Committee pursuant to House Concurrent Resolution No. 2. Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the Representative Stream will be replacing Representative Lira on the Escort Committee pursuant to House Committee or House Concurrent Resolution No. 2.
Introduction of guests. Senator from the 7th.
Mr. President, to my right and your left, visiting the Capitol today is Michael Kilgore. Michael is an attorney with Humphrey, Farrington, and McLean. He has been appointed to the Police Board in the City of Kansas City by our governor, and he is down today to answer questions from senators. I would ask you to make him feel welcome.
Will the guest of the senator from the 7th please wave. Thank you for recognition by the Missouri Senate. Senator, may the chair inquire of you. This gentleman is Bunk Farrington's partner.
Correct? Bunk Farrington?
Good man.
Thank you.
Good man. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. This morning, joining us is the several members of the Missouri Society's Certified Public Accountants. They are here for the organization's annual CPA Day at the Capitol. The members include, they're on my left and your right, Butch Beeman, Harrisonville, Janae Crook, Marshall, Christy Cubbage, Kansas City, Sandra DePriest, Savannah, Sonny Evers, Eldon, Jim Hillen, Cape Girardeau, Van Houts, Kirkwood, Amanda Kaler, Baldwin, Tom Lanano, Kansas City, hope I pronounced that name, Tom. John Lindblom, Wildwood, Steve Mathias, St. Louis, Dana McIntyre, Adrian, Dave Myers, Rogersville, Nick Myers, Joplin, Dave Ruth, St. Louis, Steve York, Lee Summit, and ask you make them feel welcome in the Senate today.
Let's welcome all our friends from the CPA Society from around the state. Senator, you did say Nick Myers, right? Did you say Nick Myers?
I said Nick Myers and his brothers there with him.
Okay, you said it so fast I missed it. Introductions. Petition, Senator from Phelps.
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction of a very special guest today. I have a job shadow today, Emma Vincent. She's a senior at Rolla High School, and she is on my right, your left. If she would stand up, please make her feel welcome.
We're delighted to welcome Ms. Gesser, the senator from Pell. Introductions. Senator from Green.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's a great pleasure to introduce a former member of the Missouri House that I had the pleasure of serving with. Served 8 years in the House, former Representative Sarah Lampe, on your left and my right, Mr. President. She's been appointed to the Missouri Human Rights Commission. I'd ask the body to make her feel welcome.
Will the guest of the senator from Green please rise for recognition by the Missouri Senate. Introductions, petitions, memorials, remarks. Senator from Cape Girardeau.
I have an induction of a special guest. Mr.
Proceed, then.
I have Kevin Crantell, the president and CEO of Big River Telephone, over here. Kevin would...
We're delighted to welcome Mr. Cantwell to the Missouri Senate, a good friend of many of us. Introductions, petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions. Senator from the first.
Mr. President, I have a Senate concurrent resolution.
Senate, we're not on that order of business. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. The senator from the first.
Mr. President, I have a concurrent resolution.
Senator forward. Care to explain it, Senator?
No explanation necessary.
It shall be printed in the journal. Senator from the 14th.
President, I have a concurrent resolution. And if it could be printed in the journal.
Send it forward. It shall be printed in the journal. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from the first.
I have a bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill number 759, introduced by Senator Sifton, an act relating to relationships between families and school staff.
Senator.
Mr. President, this bill provides targeted grant assistance underperforming school districts as we look for ways to help unaccredited and underperforming districts in our state. This bill, if enacted and if funded, would provide grants for teachers to make home visits to students and their families in an effort to increase parental involvement in education. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from the 14th.
Yes, Mr. President, I'd like to inquire of the senator from the 1st.
Does the senator yield?
I do.
Proceed.
Is this a home visit program?
Yes.
Okay, so what prevents school districts from doing this currently?
Nothing really prevents school districts from doing it. Currently, this would simply establish a state grant program that would be subject to appropriation to provide additional financial assistance for this specific targeted purpose.
Okay, so in the school district where I currently serve, we've been doing home visits.
Hold the conversations down so senators can be heard.
In the school district that I serve, we've been doing home visits for the last 3 years, and it's been a great program without the assistance of the state, but I appreciate you bringing attention to the issue.
Well, I'm glad that you're doing that in your district. Not every district is doing it. Frankly, I think that there are places that could stand to be doing home visits that aren't. I'd love to see that happen without the need for state assistance, but if this can help, I'd like to see us do this.
Is it a financial issue? Because most people are volunteering doing it, at least the educators that are doing the home visits.
The nonprofit that has been privately funding this program in other districts, I believe, has been remunerating.
And who's the head of that private organization?
Karen Kalish.
Oh yeah, she is a constituent of mine. I'm surprised that she didn't call. Thank you, Senator.
Senator from the 14th. Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill number 760, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to school accreditation.
Senator.
Yes, Mr. President. Well, Section 2A of the Missouri Constitution grants the State Board of Education authority over the supervision of instruction in the public schools. The Constitution does not grant them authority to accredit public schools. The State Board's classification authority is granted under Subdivision 9 of the State Statute 161.092. This bill removes the statutory authority of the State Board of Education to assign accreditation classifications to the public schools. This bill creates the Missouri Board of School Accreditation, a separate, more independent body to accredit Missouri schools. This legislation would include more participation from legislative leaders and teacher associations in selecting members of the accreditation board. DESE and the commissioner, Commissioner Nicastro, can no longer be trusted to act in the best interest of our children. A great example of that is Kansas City versus the policy that has been enforced in St. Louis public schools. The future of our children is too important to allow the status quo to continue under the authority of Chris Nicastro and the State Board. We need to move on and ensure that we have definitely integrity in our accreditation system. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from 24th.
I seek unanimous consent to introduce a very special guest.
Hearing no objection, proceed.
Mr. President, I'd like to introduce, though he's not here on the floor at this moment, a good friend of both yours and mine, Dr. Charles Willey, who's a very accomplished business person, medical practitioner, and really, quite frankly, one of our leading thinkers with respect to health care. And I'd ask this body to make him welcome.
Let's welcome Dr. Willey, Dr. Charles Willey, to the Missouri Capitol today. Senator from Johnson.
President, seeking unanimous consent to introduce a special guest.
Hearing no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to introduce from Area Agency on Aging, Becky Flaherty, and she represents the counties of Caldwell and Livingston in the 21st Senatorial District. Thank
you. Let's welcome the guest of the Senator from Johnson to the Missouri Senate. Senator from Cape Girardeau.
Bill.
Send your bill forward, sir.
No explanation.
Thank you. Read the bill.
Senate Bill number 761, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to health insurance benefit determinations for serious and urgent conditions.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Send your bills forward.
Thank you, Mr. President. No explanation.
Read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 762, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to the release of data collected by automobile event data records.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 763, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to county hospital trustees.
Senator from Andrew. Send your bill forward.
It's self-explanatory, Mr.
Thank
President.
You. Read the bill of the senator from Andrew.
Senate Bill number 764, introduced by Senator Lauger, an act relating to lawmaking procedures in fourth-class cities.
Further introduction of bills. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate recess to repair to the House of Representatives to receive the State of the Judiciary address from the Honorable Mary R. Russell, Chief Justice of the State of Missouri.
As many as favor that motion, say aye.
Aye.